students who would be listening to you talk now, advice to students as they set out in the world, wanting to decide what they would like to do, politics, government, do you have any words for them?
Well, I still think there's some good days left out there. It's so different. I don't know how I would advise anyone, just to keep your nose clean. But the morals have gone to hell. That's what bothers me more than anything. These people are having babies without getting married and switching around. I mean, I can see that in an overview from some of our acquaintances, friends, and whatnot. That's what bothers me more than everything. We're going to have a spiritual revolution, and I don't know how you get into that.
Did religion play a part, a big part in your life?
It has, yes. I'm Episcopalian. Go to St. John's. I've done everything out there, too. I've been on the vestry and warden and gone to their conventions. They don't always do things the way I would do them. They're a harder change than anyone.
What about Tulsa? What's special about Tulsa?
If you drive up, coming up from, say, the fairgrounds that way and look at that skyline, these buildings, I know you never think of it. These buildings are gorgeous. This Tulsa Club next door is a beautiful building. The Will Rogers High School. They're just treasures you can't replace.
And the fairgrounds.
I was out there placing a bet on the Preakness out there. Have you ever been out there?
Yes.
I can't believe what they've done to that fairground.
Yeah.
Or where all the money comes from that goes in those machines.
You remember in the 60s, downtown Tulsa was just a bustling city.
I know. Main Street, Vandiver's, Bishop's.
Clark's Good Clothes.
Yeah.
Renberg's.
Then they built the Williams Tower and all that. I can't tell you what happened. Technology, maybe?
Now,
Oklahoma City didn't amount to anything in the oil business, and now they've got more activity over there. We've still got some fine, smaller companies here that really do well and are prospering. A lot of money in this town, and the most generous people that ever lived. I just can't believe the things that they do, the wealthy people that I knew, all their daddies, like Kravis and Kaiser, their fathers were real good friends of mine when I was a young man. And that Chapman estate, that thing is massive, the Mabee Foundation, and all the good those people do. It's just a special, special deal.
Back in the 60s, would Bill Skelly have been part of your life then?
Harold Stewart was a good friend of mine. You remember Harold?
Yes.
Well, he married a Skelly. Harold's wife was a Skelly. His two children and my boys were about the same age and they're good friends. I don't remember ever seeing Skelly, but I remember Ms. Skelly. She lived there at the end with Harold, and the kids were there a lot.
The oil dollars, like the Skellys, did they play a big part in the building of Tulsa?
Oh, yeah, they all did. Seems like in those days, if you found an oil field, you came in Tulsa and built a building.
Texaco was here then?
Yes, they practically had this whole building.
So anytime there was a need, those people stepped up, didn't they?
They all did.
What occupies your time these days at 93?
On Monday, I have lunch at the Summit Club. This is Tuesday. On Wednesday, I got White River Catfish. And on Thursday, I play bridge. And Friday, I just sit on my butt.
We're sitting in your office here, and it's filled with pictures of the past. You're maintaining a family business here.
Yeah, I'm looking after it. We've got a trust. I've set up trying to leave something for the kids. And I take just a little piece here and there, something that's going on, just to keep your finger in it.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
On the wall there, you have this plank from the platform from which the Honorable Dewey F. Bartlett took the oath of office as the 19th governor of Oklahoma on January 9th, 1967.
Mm-hmm.
You knew him quite well, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they used to live next door to it.
Here in Tulsa?
Yeah. Frank Keating, he was a good friend of mine. So I guess he still is.
Can you talk a little bit about Dewey Bartlett, what kind of person he was?
Well, he was very intense. I mean, he was a tiger. If he gets a hold of you, he won't let go until he gets it done. And a very bright guy and very able and very personable, people-oriented. I remember taking George Bush by the seam when George was running first in the early primaries, when he was dying then. And his kids are around here. Dewey Jr. is about 60, I guess. And then Michael lives up on the north side with the hippies, and then there's a girl.
And you say, where does Michael Bartlett live, up in the north side?
Yeah, up on Reservoir Hill.
Oh.
Don't you know about Reservoir?
I do. But you live set there? Up there with the hippies.
I don't know. One day I didn't have anything to do, and I said, you know, I never can find Reservoir Hill. I know it's right over there somewhere, between Cincinnati and Tisdale Turnpike. So, well, we'll just go. We just start turning up streets. I finally found it. There is a big spring up there, right on the very top, the reservoir. Have you been up there lately?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fascinating. I've got several friends that live up there.
It's a beautiful view of Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. Tulsa should have been over there if it hadn't been in Osage County, I think. You got about three or four counties that come together here.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Well, just had a new great-grandchild this morning, as a matter of fact. They got 11 grandchildren. Now, this is going to be 8 or 9 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
See, my wife's a Catholic. She didn't have them all, but her kids are doing better at reproducing than mine are.
Of your 3 sons, the grandchild that was born today, that came from...
Her side. I have 4 sons. See, she had one, and I had 3. She had 2 daughters.
Okay.
6 of them.
When they all get together, that must be a good family time.
It's a lot of fun.
So how would you like to be remembered?
I don't know. Just remembered. At least for another generation. Probably the low point in my life. All 3 of my boys were hippies. Real hippies.
In the 60s, while you were mayor?
Part-time. Mm-hmm.
Where were they living?
Well, they were in college. I had 4 of them in college at the same time. One of them was at Duke, one of them was at Westminster in Missouri, one of them was at OU, and the other one was at this little school in Mobile, Alabama, and I can't think of the name of it. Never can. And then the girls were in Catholic school somewhere.
They were attending school.
Oh, they were going, but...
But they were...
Bad boys.
They caused you problems?
Well, we solved them as we went along. One of them's been in the AAs for 15 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I did.
You've got a great image in our town, and you've got a huge family, and it's got to make you all feel good.
Well, I feel good. I'm not complaining.
I appreciate your time here today very much. Thank you for doing this.
Well, I enjoyed it.